The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
Experience the difference. Unity Online Radio. The voice of an awakening world. Move through blocks and fulfill your passion and purpose. This is Stop Stopping Yourself with your host, Vincent Jenna.
Welcome, everyone. Yes, this is the Stop Stopping Yourself show, and this is your host, Vincent Jenna, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. And I am doing this remotely from my home, but nothing has changed because I always do it remotely from my home. I work at home, and I was just talking with our technician saying that, you know, this can be a great advantage that so many people that are able to still work, that are working from home, take that chance. I know it's difficult for younger people who have children, and the children are all over you and want your attention, and meanwhile you're trying to do some work, whatever. I know that that can be difficult. But you know what? Back in the old days, we got our work done. We raised the kids. We were all at home. We were building a community. You know, and now we're just getting back to that. We're getting back to the basics. And I am very excited today, but I want to make sure everybody is doing okay out there. So please keep coming back to these shows and listen to the amazing hosts we have here, because they can give you some great insights, some great exercises, some great information on how to deal and cope with this. I know I have put out some important information. So if you go to my Facebook page, I have a couple of Facebook live events with some very important information about the coronavirus, how to cure it, all right, and how to deal with the negative fallout that's coming from it, all right? So be sure to check that out and keep coming back here. Well, today is a very special day for two incredible reasons, one better than the other. And the first incredible reason is about 65 years ago, my brother Joe was given one of the greatest gifts of his life when my mother came home with his baby brother. Yes, today is my birthday, and I know my brother right now is up in Maine with his gorgeous wife, my dearest sister in heart, Kathy, and they're listening today, and they're just celebrating because it was so joyous. It was so joyous. My brother, he's not my baby brother, I was the baby brother, turned to my mother and said, "Is that an April Fool's joke?" And it's been that way ever since. But I love my brother. I love being part of the family. And yes, 65 today. And I do have to tell you that first I was getting the invitations on financial investment seminars at restaurants for my retirement and Social Security. Then I shortly, right after that, started receiving these invitations for these seminars on Medicare and getting different Medicare supplement packages. And then recently, shortly after that ended, I just got an invitation for a dinner to Brown Wind Funeral Home, planning my burial. They've got you going and coming so fast here. You retire, you're on Medicare, and then that's it, you're gone. Woo! So just watch what happens out there, okay? Well, here is the best thing about today is my very special guest. Oh my gosh, I'm so privileged. You know you're doing the right work in life. Listen to me, everybody. You know you're following the right path. You know you're walking your talk when you get to meet special people, incredible people. When you attract them in your life some way, somehow, the universe guides you together. That is a validation that you must be doing something right. And today is no exception. I want to introduce you to Maxine Taylor. She is America's first licensed astrologer. And when you hear her story, she simply is amazing. She has over 50 years experience in spiritual work. She's internationally known, obviously, and an internationally known energy healer, spiritual coach, teacher, speaker, published author. And one of her greatest gifts is her ability to awaken people to the truth of who they are and empower them to transform their lives. And I think that that's what made us connect so easily in talking with this woman, because our work is so similar. I don't want to take away from her telling her story, because I can go on forever, including how she was even on CNN and the Nation of Hungary. The Nation of Hungary contacted Maxine personally for help and advice, and I'm going to let her tell that story. But I need to introduce you to Maxine Taylor. Thank you so much, this incredible spirit, for joining my show today, especially on my birthday, Maxine. Thank you.
Well, thank you for inviting me to speak on your birthday. Happy sweet 16.
I will take that. I will take that. I don't mind being dyslexic.
Well, I'm honored to be your guest. We've got a lot to talk about. And what I'd love to do, Vincent, at some point, is share, take a little peek at the future from the standpoint of health, jobs, and money. And I'll tell you why. I did a video. It's on my YouTube channel. It's going viral. Everybody wants hope now. And I thought, I am tired of hearing all the negatives. We have to look for positives, because there's a gift in everything. And I thought, what are the three main areas that people are worried about? Well, that's our health, our jobs. Well, I'm self-employed, so I'm not worried. And health, jobs, and finances. And I have some information that I think your listeners might be very interested in, because I always look for the light at the end of the tunnel and all the good stuff. So after I answer the questions that you asked me, after I do what you suggest should I do, let's talk about that so that we can give everybody a sneak peek at what we might expect, which will lift us up.
Okay, that sounds absolutely fabulous for me.
Cool. Now, you had asked about the country of Hungary, but prior to that, let me tell you how I became America's first licensed astrologer.
That's what I want to know first. Absolutely. How did that happen?
Well, I moved to Atlanta in 1966 and started. I was on a houseboat, a very elegant houseboat in the middle of Lake Lanier, and with a bunch of people, one of whom was a student of astrology, and she was much older than I was, and she told me all about myself from only knowing my birth chart, and it blew me away. So I, next time I went to the grocery store, I bought one of those little books that said, "This is your forecast for the coming year." And at the time, I was a school teacher, and I had not yet landed a job in Atlanta. So I was living sort of hand to mouth and had temporary jobs for the summer. That's when I got there. And I got one of these little books, and it said, "On the 18th of the month, all of your financial problems will be solved." Well, on the 18th of the month, I got my retirement check from the Dade County Board of Education, and that check was for $800. In 1966, $800 was like $8,000. I was an instant convert, and that's all I needed to know. I felt that that book just propelled me forward. I knew it was for me. I knew that line was written for me. I started studying astrology. I found out that it was considered fortune-telling. Well, let's face it, I was in the middle of the Bible Belt. That is sort of a given. And even though I knew so little about astrology at the time, I was driven to get astrology off the books as fortune-telling and accepted as a respectable profession. And so little by little, that's what I did. Went to the business license department in Cobb County, Georgia, middle of the Bible Belt. And people said, you'll never legalize astrology in the middle of the Bible Belt. And that's all I had to hear, Vincent. My response was, oh, yeah, watch me. And it took months because nothing was happening. I'd go sit in the business license office and the guy in charge did nothing. So I left the office one day and I went to the chairman of the Cobb County Commissioners. His name was Ernest Barrett. And here in Atlanta, North Atlanta, there is a street called Ernest Barrett Parkway because he was such a wonderful man. I knocked on his door. I didn't have an appointment. And I said, I would like a hearing with your commissioners. And he wanted to know why. And I said, well, I want to get astrology off the books as fortune-telling, because at that time you could buy a fortune-telling license if you wanted to be insulted. And you got insult to injury, you got to pay $1,500 for the privilege of having a fortune-telling license. Well, both of those just were unacceptable. And so I wanted it off the books. I wanted it affordably priced, and you get the picture. He said, we're going to have a commissioner's meeting Tuesday. I said, I'll be there. And I was. And I was, my knees were shaking because I was very young. And, you know, I felt, there I was. And they sat up very, very high like judges. And several of them said, well, why should we give you a license? And then one of them said, well, my father and I always fish according to the sign of the moon. Is that what it's like? I said, yes. And I went around to each commissioner and gave them a little bit of information on their sign. Fast forward. Within about 15 minutes, astrology was off the books as fortune-telling. They had reduced the annual license fee to $100. And since it was November and there was only 1 month left in the year, they sold me the first license for $10. I was delirious with joy. And I realized I was George's first licensed astrologer. It took me about 50 years to figure out that I was America's first licensed astrologer, because it still is considered fortune-telling in most of the country. I then started teaching astrology, and I worked with a group of women who were, I say worked, I studied with them, and they were very knowledgeable and knew more astrology than I did. And I said, I would like to have astrology legalized in the city of Atlanta, because it was legal in Cobb County, but not in the city of Atlanta. Well, one of my students, I had by then gotten a job as a high school French teacher, one of my students had a father who was in the legislature. And she was also my astrology student.
Wow.
And her grandmother was an astrology student. And so she said, well, my father's in the legislature. Let me have him introduce a bill for you. And that's exactly what happened. And it passed, and Governor Lester Maddox signed it into law. And so I got it legalized in the city of Atlanta. But then we wanted to protect the public from the unqualified practitioner, which is why, naturally, the law was for fortune telling. And so I set about to spearhead that movement too, and met with one of the members of the board of the Atlanta Board of Aldermen, which is now the city council. I read his chart, and long story short, there was a meeting. I was at the meeting, and they said, yes, we are appointing a board. You all will not be paid, but you can give your exam, you know, once a year in our government facilities. And the story goes on and on and on.
Oh, my gosh.
That's, I mean, I really feel like I was selected.
That has to be.
Because I was absolutely driven, Vincent. I was driven to legalize astrology. I couldn't not do it. So that's the story, but there's a little sequel. I bought a City of Atlanta license every year. It was $100. And then I bought a house in Cobb County. And I thought, you know, I think I'll buy a Cobb County license. Well, I went to the License Bureau. This was many years later. This was in, 2003. And they had changed the law back to fortune telling. And I thought, well, I could fight this and get a lot of publicity, but I really am no longer a fighter. I'm a lover. And so there was a very officious gentleman who was informing me that astrology was not there was no legalization anymore, because they didn't want people coming to your home. My neighbors could care less, but we had the internet by then. And so I said to him, how about if I do my astrology? And of course, I had a full-blown practice for decades. How about if I do my astrology over the internet? And he said, oh, in that case, you don't even need a license. So guess who's practicing astrology without a license because it's over the internet? Yours truly.
Wow.
And so isn't that a wild story?
It is very wild. And just the idea that you would need a license for it, that's the crazy part. But how great that you were able to do that right from the get-go and work so hard at it. And that's the point, is that you had a purpose, you had a dream, you pursued it.
Yes,
I did. And you accomplished it. So what kept you from giving up?
Oh, I felt... I knew this came from spirit. I knew it came from a higher source. The feeling I had, Vincent, wild horses could not have stopped me. I was driven to do it. And I did it not just for me, but for the ladies I was studying with, although they were very Christian. And at that time, many people who studied astrology didn't admit it. They didn't say it. Because of the religious fervor that was going on in the world. Well, because of religion. And before I legalized it, or got it legalized, I went to different religions. This is a great story. I went to an Episcopal priest who was a friend of mine, and he said, oh, Maxine, of course astrology is in the Bible. Yes, and do my chart. So I did his chart. I went to several different leaders in the community, religious leaders. The greatest story, though, was I went to an Orthodox rabbi, and I asked him how Judaism felt about astrology. And without saying a word, he went over to this bookcase. I mean, I see it like it happened yesterday. He pulled down this tome. It reminded me of Mickey Mouse in The Sorcerer's Apprentice pulling down that magic book. The thing was huge. It weighed a ton. He opened it up and started reading from right to left. I don't know if it was Hebrew or Aramaic, but he started reading. He translated from either Hebrew or Aramaic. He translated the definition of the planet Saturn exactly as I had learned it. And he said, this is the Kabbalah. And astrology is part of the Kabbalah, part of the Kabbalistic tradition. And then he turned to me when he was all finished and said, will you do my chart? And unfortunately, he was born during World War II in Germany. And all the records were destroyed by Hitler and during the war.
Of course.
And so this beautiful man who obviously knew astrology, knew the Kabbalah inside and out, knew exactly where to find the information. This beautiful man, I was not able to do his chart for him, and he was the one that I really wanted to give a reading to and was unable to. But that was all I needed. And there are people, I've spoke before churches, church groups, synagogues, all over the place, and people were divided. Surprise. Welcome to the Tower of Babel, third dimensional living. Some people loved it. Others poo-pooed it. And I was very defensive back then because I identified with astrology. And finally I realized astrology needs no proof. Astrology is, it's like algebra. If you've studied algebra, you know it works. If you haven't studied astrology in this case, or algebra, you don't know it works. And I quit fighting them. I didn't argue with them anymore. And lo and behold, the law of attraction is such that I never got those questions anymore. And on the rare occasion that I did, I just blew it off. Because I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to claim to be right. Because that says the other person is wrong. And they're not wrong. They're wrong for me. But they're not
right.
They're right for them. So I don't argue with people. I spoke at a church outside of Atlanta. That was very, very large. It was a luncheon, and they had ministers from different counties, and there were hundreds of people in the audience, and they clearly had been instructed during my talk not to respond. Now, Vincent, when I give a sun sign talk, it's hysterically funny. people roll around. They're laughing so hard. And one woman couldn't contain herself. She started laughing, and I was up on the stage at the podium, so I could see clearly everybody was stone-faced. And as she started laughing, the person next to her hit her with his elbow. And I thought, this is a setup. What was I thinking? But that was one situation. So I learned.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, absolutely. And we're going to come close to a commercial break. But you said something in the beginning of this that I need everybody to hear. When I asked you what gave you the passion, your answer was, I needed to do this for me, and I needed to do it for the other ladies who were doing astrology. And you gave away a prime secret as to how to even discover your soul's purpose and get the passion behind it. Any time that you want to do something for you and others, that immediately brings in that incredible tenacity and passion and intention and the spirit. So that is the major secret. You didn't want to just do it for you.
You wanted to do it for others as well, and that made a big difference. It really did, Maxine.
Oh, well, absolutely. I'm very other-directed. You know, I offer specials all the time. I'm offering a special right now because the time is so crazy.
So please just quickly announce that before we go to commercial. Please, I don't mean to interrupt you, but announce that, please.
Okay. On my website, MaxineTaylor.com, on the first page, you'll see I'm offering a spring special. It is a six-month video reading based on your month, day, and year, city and state, and exact minute of birth. I put it on video, I answer your questions, and I send it to you. This is what everybody needs now, and most people are hanging on to their money because they're very concerned, very frightened. So it's normally $175. Right now it's $125.
Wow.
I want as many people on this planet as possible to know their own roadmap for the next 6 months. And when we
that
come
is
back,
fabulous.
When
yes,
we come
from the
back,
commercial.
I'll tell you what that why I'm saying that.
Okay, that is great and perfect timing as usual, Maxine. The stars told you we're going right into a commercial break. Please stay with us on the other side of the commercial. Maxine will be continuing about her special, but also be telling you where the world, where we are going, the United States, for coming up. And I'm looking forward to that. So thank you for joining us on the Stop Stopping Yourself show. I'm your host, Vincent Jenna, and we are with special guest Maxine Taylor, America's first licensed astrologer. Thank you for joining us today.
We are spiritual beings having a human experience. Welcome to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Welcome back to Stop Stopping Yourself with Vincent Jenna.
Welcome back, everyone. Yes, this is the Stop Stopping Yourself show. And if you're just joining us, I have got special guest Maxine Taylor, who is America's first licensed astrologer, who has done all of this unbelievable work. And she's going to be helping us here in just a moment. And everybody needs to hang in there. I just want to let everybody know that because we're all stay at home, right, and most of us are, most people are on the internet or making phone calls. So do not be surprised that both are dropped on you, working slow, interrupted. So if you happen to be hearing this show and then don't worry. And that was an April Fool's joke, by the way. Everything is fine. But that's what's happening, is there's a lot of interruption, and the stars are going crazy up there, right, Maxine?
Oh, yeah, they sure are.
I can imagine. So just before we were leaving, you were telling us, first of all, you have this great special. Please just give your website again. And how is that going to help people? What do they need to know?
Oh, okay. My website is MaxineTaylor.com. And the reason I'm offering a special is because we need to see the light at the end of the tunnel. We are being inundated with negativity and fear, and I'm not trying to make light at all of what's going on with what we're calling the coronavirus. But it's pulling us down. It's even more than we have felt before with any other situation. And so what I did was I had my webmaster offer a special. It's on my web page. And the reason you want your own forecast is so that no matter what's going on in the world, you know your own path. And we've all lived long enough to know that just because it's going on in the world, it doesn't mean that it necessarily impacts us personally. Now, that doesn't mean we don't care. But let's say, for example, one of your listeners has a brilliant idea on how to create income for himself or herself during this time when people are being laid off, when companies are bellying up, etc. Well, their chart would be awesome, and they need to know it. They need to know when to zig, when to zag, and this is why I've put together for my YouTube channel a video. My YouTube channel is Maxine Taylor Astrologer, and I do forecasts for every single sign every single month. And I just put my April forecasts up there yesterday. I also do what I laughingly call my Trumpology report, since I'm an astrologer.
Oh boy, I'd love to read that one.
Well, it's on. I do a video every month. And because I, you know, I do political predictions. When I was on CNN, I did political predictions. I never listened to the radio or watched TV because the news was too negative. So I did everything astrologically, and of course, the stars never lie. But so I've got the Trumpology report up, but I have a special program, a special video that I did, listing those times between now and the end of the year, and it's going to be crazy between now and the end of the year, when we might see an improvement in our money, in our health, and in our jobs.
Oh, that is so wonderful to hear. So, okay, so let's go into that now. So first, you're right, everybody should have a personal chart done, because I know that matters to me. Because what may be happening in society and the rest of the world has nothing to do with what's happening with you, because you create, we each create our own lives and our own worlds, and we're influenced by the stars in different ways. So please, Maxine, go on about what we can expect.
Okay. I will do this quickly. I'm going to hit the high points, and then I'm going to suggest that everybody get a little more detail if they're interested by going to my YouTube channel. First of all, starting on the 9th of April and ending approximately the 27th of July, and that's a long time period, the planet Mercury, which rules communication, correspondence, and transportation, and the planet Venus, which rules love and money and all the good stuff, they both take turns going retrograde. And I have a video on my YouTube channel that explains Mercury retrograde, the prequel and the sequel. There are a couple of weeks before the retrograde and after the retrograde when we still feel the retrograde. Venus and Mercury are tag-teaming us, starting in April and ending end of July, which means everything is going to be confused. If we think right now that we cannot believe what, we don't know who to believe about what's going on, it's going to increase. The information that we're getting, that we'll be getting from our leaders, some of whom are accurate, some of whom are not. How's that for political correctness?
Oh, you are so gentle.
We don't know who to believe. Well, I know who to believe. I listen within, and some of my dearest friends will argue with me because I have to go with what spirit leads me to do. And so we're not going to start any new projects during that time. In addition, we have three eclipses that are going on. And whenever we have an eclipse, it can be fabulous because I call it the cosmic 2x4 or the cosmic kick in the butt. that propels us forward. I'm going to give you some fabulous eclipse dates that indicate when we might expect some more money and better health. The first one we've already, the first one is June 21st. This one has an impact, and I say has an impact. The stars don't make us do anything. They simply reflect where we are at. In the Bible, it says God put the stars in the heavens for signs, and I'm honored to be able to read those signs. That's all they are. Well, the signs indicate that in June, on the 21st, there is an increase, there can certainly be an increase, in our incomes, in our monies, which is terrific. The problem is that Mercury and Venus are retrograde at that time, and everything is confused, and it's sort of like the Tower of Babel. We're getting information, and we just don't know who's telling the truth. Well, we know who's not telling the truth. We're just not sure what the truth may be. Then the second eclipse that I love is November 30th, and this one impacts the quote-unquote impacts, air quotes, the health and disposition of the citizens of our country. We sort of take things into our own hands at that point. And this can be a very powerful time when we say, if the United States were a person, that person would be saying, I'm doing what I want, when I want, how I want, because I want. There is also an eclipse in July on the 5th that has, and there's an indication that local city and county councils, the states, are going to be making more of their own rules, because and Congress is going to be involved. So there's some law, there's some situation that's going to be coming down the pike, and the states may want autonomy. It's not a given, but it's a potential. These eclipses are strongest till the next group come along, which will be in November and December. And the November 30th eclipse is the one that I've talked about. Okay, that's the eclipse information. Now, while Mercury and Venus are tag-teaming us going retrograde, they are impacting our health and our money. And so it's two steps forward, one step back. Two steps forward, one step back. And this is why people are going to be like, what do I do? The news changes on a moment-by-moment basis now. I can only imagine what it's going to be like when Mercury and Venus tag-team us. But by the end of July, we are able to move forward. Our health will pick up. Our money will pick up. So that's in the summertime, and that's terrific. We have a huge amount of emphasis on our health and our money between between April 12th and the rest of the year. And so once we come out of the retrograde of Mercury and Venus, our own personal autonomy will increase, and there can be, you know, pushback from the populace. Now, I have to add something here that deals with the presidential election. And by the way, I've done a chart on my YouTube channel, a couple of videos, I should say, on the election. And they're very detailed, but they... I bottom line them, so you probably want to look at those too. On November 3rd, which is Presidential Election Day, Mercury, which has been retrograde up to that point, goes direct. That means it comes out of retrograde. Whenever right. Mercury goes retrograde or direct, the energy, there is a flux in the field. The energy shifts. It gets crazy. And we have the shadow of the retrograde Mercury for 2 or 3 weeks afterwards. What this tells me is, assuming we have elections on November 3rd, as planned, they may call for a recount. They may be challenged. I mean, anything can go on. I remember during the last presidential election, with the Russian hacking, with the Electoral College, with the popular vote versus the Electoral College. I mean, there is so much going on. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if that continued. Now, 2021 is still confusing. We will come out of it. We'll come out of it. But we have to regroup and rebuild. And what I see happening is people coming together, people of like minds coming together. A show like yours introduces people of like minds to the world. And the service that you provide, Vincent, is incredible. I'm Thank honored you. To be your guest because you're reaching millions of people. And so what I'm telling everybody, I'm saying light workers, star seeds, walk-ins. This is our time of preparation. Get ready to step forward into the new reality that you yourself create because you are the creator of your life. And you're not a victim unless you choose to be. You don't have to rebel. You don't have to carry a rifle. You just have to get clear on what you want to be when you grow up because it's happening now. So all those aspects culminate in good news for us.
Wow. That is so exciting. It's mind-boggling, too. Yes, it's so interesting because you validated my feelings, too, Maxine, with the stars. Because as psychics, we're not using the stars. We're using that internal gut feeling. We're also talking to spirit, as you are, because I believe you are a psychic astrologer, and opening up like that. But my feeling was the same, that this was going to be going on. It was going to be really confusing. It was a time to be able to rebuild and change things. Because Albert Einstein said you can't solve a problem with the same set of beliefs that created it. We've got problems here. And the coronavirus is only bringing to head those problems. And we see what the problems are because of the virus, too. I mean, people that become even more angry, become so fearful. Those aren't new fears. Those aren't new angers. The coronavirus has brought to head the deep-seated feelings that people have had for the longest time and are not dealing with them. And that's why we cannot.
Yes.
Go ahead, hon. Go ahead.
No, I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah, we cannot heal those if we don't bring them to the surface, and we're not going to be able to move forward until we get rid of all of that. So we do have to work on that. I'm thrilled that you said that about coming into 2021 together. Let me ask you this. I have been saying my prediction for the year, I was talking about 2020 and the energy of 2020, and that 2020 was a bolstering energy, a powerful energy, getting ready to catapult you forward. And this is what I said. If you stay in the path of light and you have intention and you have a dream and you have a goal, 2020 will help catapult that and get that moving forward. If you have any negativity in you, it'll be like, and I said it exactly like this, putting your foot on the brake while the universe is putting its foot on the accelerator, and you are grinding, you'll be grinding up against that energy, and you'll be causing yourself great trauma. And I even said something like, and when it came to health,
Something like a simple cold will become a pneumonia. Something like having trouble at work will become you have no job. Something like you might have an argument with a partner that you're going to break up. If you've got to get rid of the negative and you've got to go with the flow, otherwise you're working against it. Did the stars acknowledge that for this year, that the power was so positive and was supposed to be positive, but that you can work against it? What do you feel about that, Maxine?
Well, I think it depends on the astrologer you talk to, because astrology has room for everybody. And as I'm sure you know, many, many, many people, not just astrologers, are negative. Many astrology books see only the negative. And I choose the positive because I've seen, and I'm not talking about pie in the sky. I'm not talking about putting your head in the sand. I have seen people with the same chart. I mean, they're born the same exact day, date, be totally different. The potential is in the chart. It's up to the individual as to how they use it. Years ago, there was a wonderful astrologer, Doris Chase Doan, and she did research. This is pre-computer, so it was all done by hand. And they did some research on athletes, and they found that people, at this time it was all men naturally, but people with a terrible temper make the best football players. Because football is a socially acceptable arena for war. And so the person who is a great football player, if he's got a temper, that's socially accepted. The man who doesn't have the opportunity to play football professionally and make millions of dollars, for example, he's just angry and maybe a criminal. He may beat his wife instead of grabbing a football. You hear what I'm saying? The same thing,
yes,
a puppy dog,
right.
A puppy dog born at the same time that those two guys were born will either, and of course it's a different environment, but will be scrappy. And it depends on the owners, how that anger in the pup is channeled. It's
channeled
all
and directed. Yes,
we have choice.
I agree with you.
And
I agree with you.
My specialty, as I mentioned to you when we talked the first time, is helping people identify their programming and release it. I have a book out called Move Into the Magic, and on my website I have a 3-hour session called Take Back Your Life. In which step by step I show them how to see and release their life story. And most people don't see their life story until it's broken down in these simple to chew on and spit out steps. To me, when I look at somebody on stage, whether a politician or whoever, I recognize their programming. I know if they love themselves. I know
right.
if they were loved. The person, the politician, who is angry at a parent, will carry that anger forward no matter what. And of course, they could be a good football player or not. But if and when they release that program, that story, that block, which is what I help them do also in my full moon ceremonies, they're transformed right away. The problem is they have neural pathways for the story, and so it goes on, and you have to be on top of it. But just take a look at our leaders and how they act. I mean, it's all
right.
about mommy. Mommy doesn't love me. Daddy doesn't love me. It's like,
it is
get
so
up?
Obvious. Because we're
yeah.
all saying, as citizens, that everybody is acting like a little brat having a temper tantrum.
Oh, my God.
And
yeah.
that is the child within. Maxine, now you've given me another referral source because that is the work that I do. Exactly what you're talking about is bring to the surface or help people bring to the surface that inner story that they've got hidden, but is still influencing them. So now I can refer them to your material too, to read and even get a reading on so that they can acknowledge it, because most people don't know that that's what they're believing. Those leaders don't know that it's mommy that they're angry at.
Yes, you're
they
so right.
They think it's the Democrats.
Right, right.
We only have a few minutes left.
Sure.
Oh, go ahead. What will you go ahead? Finish your thought.
No,
finish
sweetheart. I was gonna take a look at Trump, but I'd rather not. Go ahead, sweetheart.
I know, really. Okay, we want to end in a positive note here. Did you ever have a chance? Because going back into my time here. And your time as well, Angie Dixon, wasn't she the famous, I think, New York and Newsday? I think she was the astrologer for Newsday, and she used to put out the horoscopes. Is that correct? Can you recall that at all?
It's Jean Dixon.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Yes,
I'm older. I'm thinking of the actress at the same time.
Vincent, I'm older than you are, so I remember it.
Oh, my God, dear. You don't sound that way.
I know. I know.
Jean Dixon,
yes.
Jean Dixon, right.
Of course, she used astrology, but she was a brilliant psychic. You know, I think most people are empathic. I have found it to be a problem for me because I'm so empathic. And that's the one thing I've had to work to move forward with, because for years I would pick up on people, and if I mentioned to somebody what I was getting, they would tell me I was nuts. But I found out, no, that's not true.
Right.
And I always tell people, just listen within. God is talking to you. If you just shut your mind and listen to the whispered voice, which if you don't listen after a while, it gets louder about what you're supposed to do.
Right. Oh, my God. And, hon, the whispered voice is telling me that we are at the end of our show here. I cannot believe this hour has gone by. It has been an absolute thrill and pleasure to have you on. Thank you again for joining. And please give your website again for everybody.
Thank you. It's MaxineTaylor.com.
That is beautiful. And if they go there now, they can get a special on a 6-month. Is that what you said? A 6-month reading? Oh, my God.
It turns out to be longer. And it's on video, so they can play it forever.
Oh, my God. That is amazing. Thank you for offering that. And everybody here as well, coming and listening to the Stop Stopping Yourself show. Just remember, we do get through these things and these crises. We would not be as old as we are. At least humanity is over 11,000 years old. We would not have gotten here if the first crisis that came along wiped us out. We are not going to be wiped out. We are not going to be brought down. But this is the opportunity to start doing it better so that we can start avoiding and canceling out these crises before they get us by the throat. So thank you for joining us. Come next week. We have another special guest. Oh, my gosh. Betsy Chassey, who was the author of What the Bleep Do We Know? And so we'll see you next week on the Stop Stopping Yourself show. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. This is Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Since 1977, Omega Institute in New York's beautiful Hudson Valley has hosted some of the best spiritual teachers and social visionaries sharing their messages of hope, healing, and transformation. On the Dropping In podcast, hosted by Emmy Award-winning producer Callie Alpert, you will enjoy in-depth interviews and conversations with people like Pema Chodron, Jack Kornfield, Jon Kabat-Zinn, and many others on the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Also, check out the video series on Spotify.